Hey, thanks for agreeing to talk. How are you? Yeah, me too. Listen, I hate us fighting like this. We both said some things that we shouldn't have. I don't think you're a jerk, and... Yeah, I know you don't really think I'm a bitch. Thanks for saying it, though. I'm sorry, too. To be honest, I don't even really remember what the argument was about or how it started. Oh. Right. It was about her. I know I already apologized, but I'm sorry again. I know that breakup has been really hard on you, and, well, I should have been more sensitive about it. Actually, that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about. Hear me out. Some of this might sound a little weird, but I've been thinking about this a lot, and I think I might know a way to make sure we don't fight anymore. We've been friends for a long time. I've seen you go through so many breakups. Have you ever noticed that we only fight after one of your relationships ends? I'm not blaming you or anything. It's just something that I've noticed. Anyways, I was thinking about that yesterday, and I noticed one more thing. You were staring at my chest a little. No, don't worry. It's not the first time, and it's not a big deal. But every time I noticed, the fight seemed to get worse just after. Do you see what I'm saying? No? What I'm saying is, I think you need some relief. It can't be easy going from getting off all the time with your girlfriend to nothing at all. Cold turkey? That would make anyone cranky. What does it have to do with me? Well, nothing, not yet. But it did give me an idea. I've been around on the internet enough to know that some guys use, toys to get off. Yes, God, I know, I get flustered saying words like that sometimes. But yes, I know that some guys use fleshlights to take care of themselves. I thought maybe that if I just bought you one, that would fix everything. You wouldn't be frustrated, and we could get right back to normal, even for future breakups, if there are any. But there was a problem. I did some searching, and it seems like even on the cheap end, they're more expensive than I can afford. I wasn't defeated, though. You know me. I have a hard time stopping before a problem is solved. I figured, I always heard about my friends using an electronic toothbrush or the handle of their hairbrush when we were younger before we could get toys. Yeah, fine. Yes, I might have tried one of those kinds of things myself, but that's not the point. The point is, I'm resourceful. I thought I would make something for you. So, I did a little bit of online research, and I had some plans. Sponges, rubber gloves, rubber bands. I swear, I was ready to be the MacGyver of do-it-yourself masturbation tools. I even finished a few prototypes, but I thought I should make sure they were sound before I passed them along to you. I figured if it wouldn't hold up to my fingers with lube, then it probably wouldn't last with you using it. Ugh, they fell apart within minutes. It was ridiculous. And I was out of ideas. But, and this is where it gets a little weird, so just don't judge me. Yes, okay, me test-fingering a do-it-yourself sex toy for a friend is not the weird part. Shh, I'm nervous enough, and you're making this harder. Okay, I remembered that you got more upset after looking at my chest. Look, our friendship is everything to me. You're my best friend. If I had money, I would buy you a sex toy. You're such a good friend, I even tried to make you a sex toy, for God's sake. I'd do anything to get this barrier out of the way for us, to keep it from happening again. So, I thought I would offer myself as your fleshlight. Look, like I said, I know, it's weird. We've never so much as even kissed or held hands, but you were looking at my body, and we wouldn't even have to actually have sex. You could just, you know, you could use other parts of me. What do I mean? I did some looking online for this, too, about how you could get off just using my body without actually having sex, and I have a few ideas. You could choose from them, you know, if you want, if the idea isn't too weird. It's too weird, isn't it? I'm sorry. Oh? You don't think it's weird? And, well, good. I'm glad you're interested. So, the first idea, I think some people call it a thigh job, would be for me to let you get behind me and put your penis between my thighs against my vagina. Oh, okay, fine. Put your cock between my thighs against my pussy. Is that better? Good. You would just, you know, thrust like that until you come. You could use some lube if you want, but since we're being really honest, I get really wet, and that might end up being enough. What are the other options? Well, the next one is the one that would probably scare me the most, but I think it's called an ass job. I would just lay down on my stomach and let you straddle my thighs. You could put some lotion or oil on my butt and just, well, I think it's big enough that you could just press it, rub your cock between my cheeks until you finish. I've never had anything there before, though, but I would let you try it if that's what you needed. Anything to save our friendship. Other options? Okay, yeah, there is one more. You remember how I said I noticed you staring at my chest? Or, staring at my tits? Well, that is far from the first time I noticed. I know they're pretty big, and so I'm pretty used to it at this point. It's hard to find anything that isn't tight over them. It's obnoxious. Anyway, the last option, I read that it's called tit fucking. And that means you would just lie back on this couch. I would take off my top, and I'd put your cock between my tits and rub them up and down until you come. What do you think? It's hard to choose? Well, it looks like choosing isn't the only thing that's hard for you right now. Oh, don't give me that look. You looked at my tits. I noticed you pitching a tent. Consider us even. But does it mean you're going to pick one? Really? Good. I'm so happy to help you, really. But which one do you want? My breasts? You want to fuck my tits? Okay. Let's do this. Lean back and I'll get in position. Yes, right now. I hate the idea of arguing with you even for one more minute, so let's just do this, okay? Okay. Okay, part your knees. Yeah, just like that. Oh, God, I'm so nervous. I'm just going to take off my shirt. Do you like it? Yeah, I love the lace and, well, I know how much you like the color blue. It's a matching set, you know, but you don't need to see that right now. Okay. The bra is next. Let me just reach around there. Sorry, I'm just holding it against my chest because I'm nervous. All right, I'm going to drop it. You think they're beautiful? Beautiful tits? It sounds so sweet and so crass at the same time. No, I'm not complaining. Thank you. You can touch them if you want. My nipples are sensitive, though, so please be... Yeah, it feels nice. Yeah, just like that. Okay. I'm gonna touch you through these pants, all right? Please, just keep playing with me while I do, if that'll make it better for you, I mean. Ooh, you're so hard. I love feeling how turned on you are by this. It's a little weird touching my best friend like this, but nice. Really nice. Can I take it out? Oh. Oh. It's so hard. My hand feels so perfect wrapped around it like this, but I think if it's going to slide smoothly between my tits, it's going to need to be a little wetter. This drop of pre-cum is slick, but it's not enough. Is it okay if I just put my mouth on it for a minute to get it ready? Good. Here goes nothing. I'll just start with the head like this. I think this is working, and honestly, it's kind of fun. There. I think that'll work. Okay. Now, scoot your hips down a little. Yeah, like that. I just need to get your cock closer. Right there. Okay. Now I can hold my tits in each hand and try to wrap around. Yeah, like that. It feels so warm. I love how your head is just peeking out from my cleavage like that. Fuck. They wrap you up completely. Does it feel nice? Oh, good. Okay. I'm just going to slide up and down. I love watching it disappear like that. And then just reappear between my tits. God, it's so sexy. Faster? Like this? Oh, I love that look on your face. Oh, this is totally working. Probably much better than some stupid fleshlight ever would have. Oh, wow. I can tease my nipples between my fingers while I slide my tits up and down your cock like this. Oh. And from the way you're looking at me, something tells me you like looking at me doing this. Yeah, buck your hips up into my tits. I'm here to help you get off. Just use me to get off, okay? Do they feel nice? Please, I just want you to fuck my tits until you come so we can keep being best friends. Oh, yeah, that's it. Don't slow down. Keep going. You can just come between my tits. It can get on my chest or my neck. Oh, it doesn't matter. Fuck. Oh, I can see you getting close. And it is so fucking sexy. Oh, come for me. Watch me play with my tits while you fuck them. Yes. Yes, let my body get you off. Oh, come. Come on. Come deep in my cleavage. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, that is so good. Oh, damn. It's so much. Oh, you really are getting it all over my tits. Even up to my neck. Oh. 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 I'll just keep sliding up and down nice and slow for a second. I want this to be perfect. I don't ever want you to leave wanting or frustrated. Oh. That was fun. You've kind of made a mess of me. I guess I should go take a shower or something. Oh, it's a good look on me, is it? Well, I'm glad to be of service. If you ever need to do this again sometime, just let me know, okay? Maybe we could even try out one of the other choices I gave you. Good. I think I would like that too.